New Country Z100, good morning. Kent and the Country Morning Show. And just the other day, I was asking online and also here on the air about a good old Friday fish fry. Well, I have found the one for you this Friday night. And our friends with the Gallatin County FFA are joining me this morning to tell you all about it. Mr. Matt Martin is on the phone line with some students. Good morning, Mr. Martin.
Good morning, Kent. How are you?
Buddy, I'm doing all right. Who do you have with you there? Are y'all in the principal's office?
We are in the principal's office, but we are not in trouble yet.
Okay, that's good. Why don't you go ahead and introduce some of your members?
Okay, I have the FFA officers with me here today, the varsity officers, and they are going to introduce themselves and tell you who they are and what office they have.
I'm Madison Raymer, and I'm the FFA president.
I'm Fallon Skates, and I'm the vice president.
I'm Callie Kiesler, and I'm the second vice president.
I'm Abby Kiesler, and I'm the secretary.
I'm Anna Martin, and I'm treasurer.
And I'm Connor Gross, and I'm the reporter.
You know, this is all about giving back, and you guys do a phenomenal job over there. And Mr. Martin, tell us what's happening with your fish fry.
Well, we have this fish fry annually. It is a great time, fantastic fish. And the kids are going to kind of give you a rundown as to what goes on here and what we do with the money.
Well, this is our fourth annual fish fry we've had. Usually we sell around 1,500 plates, give or take a few. We sell about 850 pounds of fish, have about 750 pounds of potatoes, and everything is homemade.
This is going to be great, and it is this Friday coming up. Can somebody tell me where it's going to be and how do I get a ticket?
You can buy tickets at the door. It's at the Gallatin County High School in Junction in the cafeteria this Friday, March 16th, from 10:30 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. And the tickets are $10 a plate or 5 and under eat free.
Okay, so that sounds like a great deal right there. I just show up, get to the Gallatin County High School anytime this Friday, 10:30 until 7. I'm good to go. Can I get a carryout plate? Does anybody do that?
Yeah, our carryout plates and our dine-in plates. You're going to get a couple pieces of fish, potatoes that are deep fried, coleslaw, which is my favorite, and then the hush puppies, baked beans, and a dessert and drink all for $10.
Do you help serve this? Are you actually back in there frying these things, or do you have people that are just like, hey, this is their job all day is just fry fish?
We have so many FFA members and alumni members that help out with this fish fry. It really is fantastic. Members are bagging up the takeout orders. They're serving the food. And we have alumni members and other FFA members who are actually cooking the food. It really is a community coming together.
Well, that's what this is all about. And so you guys are raising money. And can you just say briefly, you know, where is this money going to go to?
Well, this money will go to a lot of different things for our alumni. Our alumni does so much to give back to our FFA. They give out scholarships every year, and they give out nearly $5,000 annually to different FFA members. This helps them so much.
Well, I'll tell you what, you all have this thing all planned out. It is the place to be this Friday night. If you're looking for a good homemade fish fry that helps out a wonderful cause here with the Gallatin County FFA, get to the Gallatin County School. We talk about these folks all the time, and what a great community over here coming together on Friday night for a fish fry. In fact, it runs all day, 10:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock. It's $10 a ticket, and kids 5 and under are free. This is the way to do it right here. Y'all going to have to eat dinner Friday night anyway. You might as well head on over to Gallatin County. It'll be worth your drive. Mr. Martin, it sounds like you've got a good crew of FFA members there.
We have quite a great crew, and not only are they active with the alumni and our own FFA, we do a lot to help for St. Jude's, and we've got the big craft fair coming up here in a couple weeks. So these guys do more than just FFA stuff. They give back to the community in many ways, and just very proud of them.